So usually June and Elul are very big wedding months. So that we, especially this Parsha's Kisetze talks all about when someone gets married. So here we go. The Pasuk says, Ki ikach ish isha charash, when a man marries a new wife. The Pasuk in Parsha's Kisetze. So that we would do a relevant child to marriage. Rav Zilberstein writes that Zevi rented an apartment for himself and his new wife. They clearly discovered, in addition to themselves, that there was a mouse occupying with his mishpacha in their living quarters. Basically, there was a mouse, a couple of his family members living in their house. His wife, says Rav Zilberstein, was terrified and refuses to live there. Zevi now claims that renting the apartment was maybe a mekach tos, a transaction made under a misconception, and can he renege on the contract with the original owner? Right? Zevi's wife will not set foot in this new apartment. So now can he claim that it's a mekach tos and not have to pay the owner of the apartment? So Zerbersin writes a very, very pashut thing. He says that, you know, even though in the Gemara times, if you look at the Gemara Pesachim and Chesam Abayz, it says that it was very common to have mice in the house. Today the standards have changed. Meaning today, no one in their right mind would want to sleep in a bedroom with mice in it. I remember when I lived in Washington Heights for 3 years, I remember there was a month's period of time where I would be woken up in the middle of the night hearing the sound of mice, and my wife wouldn't be able to sleep. So much so, we had to get a hockey stick, and we used to try to find it, and it was a whole thing. I even woke up my neighbors downstairs, and that was the end of the hockey stick. But my wife wasn't able to sleep, Lamaisa. So many, says Rav Zilberstein, many women are today very terrified of mice, and it's certainly a defect in the apartment for which can nullify the contract. So maybe you might think that it might be a mekach tos. Says Rav Zilberstein, however, if one has the ability to hire an exterminator, if Zevi the Chassa now can hire an exterminator, the mice would not be considered defect and be mekach tos. It wouldn't be at all. However, Zilberstein does add, if the mice were present before they signed the contract, it would be the owner's responsibility to pay for their extermination, because this is a skilled labor. However, the Gemara, and we see in the Gemara of Bava Metzia on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, tells us that the owner is responsible for the lock on the door as well as anything that requires a craftsman to fix. So just like the same way the Gemara says that the owner of an apartment has the responsibility to put a lock on the door, so too, if the mice were there from before, the owner has to make sure to be able to get rid of it. However, says Rav Zilberstein, if the extermination is not effective, and Zevi does hire the exterminator, and he hires the exterminator in Washington Heights or whatever, in Harlem, whatever it is, then it's not effective, then it would seem that the renter, Zevi, could nullify his lease, and therefore it would be a mekach tos. I think the number one thing here, the number one message, first off, is that we have to be caring, sensitive to other people's needs. It could be for men, you know, men for a bug here, for a bug there, a mice, a little mouse here, it's not the biggest thing. But for women, I know when it came to my wife, especially in her old apartment in Washington Heights, before we got married, she got woken up, and I remember I got called at like 9 o'clock at night to come with a hockey stick to be able to get rid of it. Sometimes people have different reactions to different things, especially when it comes to these types of things. We still have to be sensitive and caring to other people for whatever they need, and be able to remember this message of especially when it comes to mekach tos, when we rent out different things, we should tell people different things before they be sensitive to other people's needs and other people's concerns.